So, Ronno, tell me a little bit about your background. You're a musician.
Yeah, I'm a local musician from Mossside, born in Mossside. Went to school in Mossside. Yeah, I've been part of the music scene for a long time. Long time, since the 70s.
And you've just told me that you went to the first ever carnival. Now, there's some dispute about which is the first ever carnival. There was something like a sort of informal gathering in 1970, but then it became the official carnival in 72. So which one would you say was the first carnival?
It was probably the 72 carnival. I think it was 71, actually.
Was it?
But 72 sounds kind of like more like it, yeah.
And did you go to that one?
Yeah, I did.
And what age were you at that time?
I would have been 1972. No, you know, it was probably 71, you know. I'd have been about seven.
And do you remember going? I mean, do you have any actual memories?
Well, yeah, of course, because it was the first carnival, so it was a very different thing to go to, but it was absolutely packed, lots of colour, lots of costumes. You know, I remember the guys in the masks doing the whips and dancing down the rows, whipping, you know, pretending to whip the kids. Yeah, I remember all that, yeah.
Well, everybody I've spoken to who went to those first few carnivals, each and every one has mentioned those whips. And of course, with today's health and safety, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. And in fact, they don't. So what else do you remember? Do you remember what bands were on? Do you remember, you know, if you had anything to eat? Was it your fun fair? You know, what was your general remembrance other than the man dancing around with the whip?
I just remember the crowds and that. I don't remember so much the fun fair or anything like that. I just remember having lots to eat, lots to drink, and just going around. And, you know, it was like a father and son day, really, for me. So I went with my father. You know, he brought me out and showed me off to the world and all that kind of. Yeah, it was a brilliant day. Brilliant day. But I just remember the crowds and everybody participating in the community spirit. It's the first time I felt anything like community spirit and seeing everybody out and about. So, yeah, it was a very big memory for me.
Because the dominant music at that time, it has changed over the years, just in a way music and society has changed over the years. But soca and pan music was very much the main attraction in those days, wasn't it? And you don't hear
absolutely,
it so much now.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's killed that carnival, really, in my opinion, is that you don't hear the traditional music. The traditional music of the carnival is calypso and steel bands. And there was a lot of steel bands and there was a lot of calypso in those days. There was lots and lots of steel bands because I was a member of a steel band in like 1977 going onwards.
And when you say you were in a steel band, did you actually play at the carnival in the steel band?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The first carnival I played at would have been probably 78. 78 would have been the first.
And how did you get on? I mean, do you wait for people to invite you or do you get in touch with the carnival organisation? And I know I've spoken to people in the past from the earlier days and you basically could just turn up and with your equipment and jam on the stage without any formalities. So how did your reggae band get on? You know, how did you apply or did people contact you? What was the procedure to get to?
Well, went to the meetings. People knew me anyway. A lot of the organisers knew me or knew of me or ask people, you know, any reggae band, so you'd get on that way. I never really actually turned up and jammed on the stage.
How do you think in the years, you know, you said you went in 1971, 72, the last time was six or about a few years ago. How do you think the different carnivals you've got to, which one stands out as being the best one?
In my mind, it's all about people. It's all about all the generations of people. You know, and all the community coming out, that's what makes a great carnival. What makes a bad carnival is if it's just one section of the community because, you know, the rest of the community can't relate to that. You know, and when we have all of the sections of the community that come out, it brings out the best in the carnival. When you only have one section of the community that comes out, it brings out the worst in the carnival, in people.
But don't you think over the years the carnival's got more integrated? Because I find that, because if you look at photographs from 71, 72, it's X percent Caribbean and black people. If you look at today's, the most recent ones, it's far more mixed.
I think it was always mixed. It was always integrated, always. My experiences of the carnival, and I've been going to the carnival and carnival meetings from the 70s, it was always integrated. It was always every single part of the community involved, black people, white people, all sorts of people.
So besides giving entertainment, it's breaking down a lot of barriers too, so it's a double...
Exactly, yeah. But it was never like 99% West Indian or whatever you want to call it. It was a broad spectrum of the community, always.